Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invites you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in this letter I'm sending you some nice picture postcards of this wonderful country, America. First picture is to show you lobby in the White House. Hey, the floors are looking nice and polished, huh, Mamma Mia? Shows you what a clean woman that the Miss Truman is. Yeah, she must have scrubbed the plenty hard that those floors should have shined like that. And then next picture is a building I'm in love like the White House. That's my school. This picture I'm taking myself with a camera. I'm almost a break because I'm trying to fold up and it's only a box camera. But the school is nice, huh, Mamma Mia? I only wish your window was open on the second floor so you could see my beautiful teacher, Miss Spalding. Of course, it's not so nice without the people, but you should see the same school in the daytime when it's full of kids. School, Mamma Mia, is like a family. And a family without children is like a gooseberry pie without the geese. Yeah, pie tastes good, but there's no seeds to drive you crazy. But anyway, in the nighttime, this same school is got the grown-up people who look old, but are still young in a heart, and they want to learn. But not like my friend Pasquale. All he's want to do is marry off his fat daughter Rosa and save a month. Last week, he showed me something I've never seen before. Old American dollar bills. Yeah, they're twice the size of the ones that we're using now. It's a funny thing, Mamma Mia. Pasquale, he's been saving those old bills so long, and even though they're twice the size, they ain't worth a half as much. Well, it's better to talk about nice things like my school. And speaking of that, well, it's time I should go there right now. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. Promotion to a Mamma mia, there's a lot of traffic tonight.
Hey, you want to get killed? Get in that safety zone.
Well, I'm standing at the now, officer. The paint is a little rubbed off.
It is.
Ooh. Mamma mia, soon only way I'm going to get to my school is if I'm a paratroop.
Hey, didn't I tell you to stand in that safety zone?
Yeah, sure, officer, but I'm thinking the cars, they all want to stand in here with me.
All right, I'll take you across. Hold my hand.
You're going to... Hey, you're going to be the bus guy, and I'm going to be the old lady, huh?
Luigi, when you ride, you ride. That's a bad corner. They should put some fresh paint over that safety zone.
Yo-ho, those white lines should be in everyone's direct view. They are badly rubbed out.
That's right.
Yeah, but also, who rubbed them out?
Now, who do you think? Those sneaky little devils in the automobiles. Believe me, the only one who can cross in traffic today is the flying red horse.
Yeah, but friends, I'm thinking there's nothing to joke about. When you think about those little boys and the girls who got to cross over in the daytime and go to school and then maybe...
Good evening, Clara.
Good evening, Miss Spalding.
Hey, Miss Spalding, don't you think those safety zones should be safe?
Well, what brought that on, Mr. Basco?
Miss Spalding, Luigi is the old-fashioned type. He thinks that pedestrians should be allowed to live.
Yeah, but Miss Spalding, I think that's very important. That a safety zone near the school is all about and is hard to see. And what's going to happen to the little boys and the girls when they're crossing there and the cars don't see it?
Well, I know what you mean, Mr. Basco, and I'm sure the city will take care of that safety zone sooner or later.
Sooner or later? Yeah, but for the little bambino who go to school, it's got to be now. Sooner or later, that's too late.
Ach, what are you worrying about, Luigi? If anybody gets stuck in traffic, they can holler F-O-F, and you can throw them a scouring pad. Ach, smile.
Yeah, but sure, so I'm not like to laugh about things like this. It's very serious. The little school of children is, well, they're closer to my heart.
Mr. Basco, if you feel so disturbed about the safety zone, you have a perfect right to send a letter to the city traffic bureau.
To the city? Oh, write the letter, huh?
She's got a good point, Luigi. Writing can't hurt. And who knows? They might do something.
Yo-ho. One of the rules of our democracy is that the laws are really made by you.
You know, I like your philosophy. It's so true blue.
Anyway, friends, I'm glad for your advice, and I'm going to write. Yeah, sure, I'm going to write. I'm no one accidents should have happened here. And you see, you're going to watch it, they're going to listen to me.
Sure, Luigi, they're going to listen to you. Maybe your letter's going to start a whole wave of reform with the traffic rules. Maybe when they get your letter, they're going to decide to make the whole street a safety zone, and the cars will have to ride on the sidewalk.
Mr. Schultz, that is not funny.
All right, Luigi, let's see what happens. Maybe they'll put in more traffic lights, more traffic cops, widen the highways, and improve the lighting system all over the city.
Yeah, but Schultz, you think they're going to do all this when they get my letter?
No, but as a living pedestrian, I can dream, can't I?
So, please think of the little kids and a paint safety zone quick. Yours is sincerely, respectfully, and soon going to be a citizen of Luigi Basco.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Oh, hello, Pasquale.
You're writing the letter again, eh? Your mama, little banana nose?
No, Pasquale. This letter is for the city traffic bureau.
What? Luigi, don't tell me a cop will give you a ticket for walking faster than 60 miles an hour.
No, Pasquale. I'm just asking the city they should paint the safety zone on Adams and Peoria Street near the school.
You telling the city to paint up the safety zone?
Sure.
Luigi, if I remember correct, the last time they elected a mayor here, they didn't ask for your advice.
Yeah, but Pasquale, anybody can write if they want.
Oh, stop. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Always you get these crazy ideas.
Yeah, but I was only taught
if Well, you taught too much. Last summer, during the heat wave, who wrote the city with the big idea, air condition the streets?
Well, I know, but I still think it's a good idea.
What, putting electric fans on all the traffic lights? You're stupid, a greenhorn, a boob. Luigi, I know you like sardines, but if you keep a set of these letters to the government, are you going to wind up in the can? They never even let you send any more first-class mail. You could only be a second-class citizen.
No, but Pasquale, that's not the true. It's not the true at all. Because Chicago is a beautiful city. And it's the duty of all the citizens to keep it that way. Because Chicago has a big, beautiful buildings, has a fine, wide boulevards, wonderful parks.
Luigi, the way you keep blowing about Chicago, I know now why they call it the Windy City.
But, Pasquale, All I want to tell them is that they should put the little white the paint on a safety zone so the cars, you know, the cars that they go by?
Yeah, the cars.
They're going to see all the little kids.
Well, look, I got a better idea. You want the cars that should be able to see the kids, huh?
Sure, uh-huh.
All right, to leave the safety zone alone and paint the kids white.
Oh, Pasquale, you're making a fun and I'm serious about this.
I know you're serious. That's your bigger trouble. Oh, come on, Luigi. Forget about this crazy talk about a painting. Let's talk something normal, sensible talk.
Normal and sensible talk, huh? Like what, Pasquale?
Like you marrying my daughter, Rosa.
Pasquale, let's go back to the crazy talk. And if you excuse me, I'm going to make out an envelope and mail this letter right away to the traffic department.
All right, go ahead and mail it. I've been in America a little longer than you. I know what's happening.
What?
Well, the first thing, when your letter comes to them, they're going to put some mercurochrome bandage on it.
Yeah. Why'd they do that?
Because it's got to do with a red tape. Then one fella, he finally opens it, you see. And he says, you paint on the safety zones, that's in another department. The other department says, that's in another department. That's the way it goes, like a department store.
Yeah, but what happens to my letter?
Well, wait, I'm going to tell you. It goes around and around for 3 or 4 years. Then somebody finds it, and you know what they do?
What?
They break in a new waste basket, and yours is the first letter they throw in it.
But I can't believe this.
All right, don't. Just write the letter, wait around 3 or 4 years. Like I told you, by that time your conscience is going to be clear.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't want this little kid, he should be hurt. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, in 5 years, they're going to be going to high school. If they get hit then, it's out of your hands.
All right, Pasquale, but maybe you're going to be funny, but I've got a better idea.
Ah, what are you going to do?
You're going to see. But I'm not going to wait that long, so goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Something I can do for you today?
Yes, sir, please. I'm like kind of paint.
Certainly. What color?
White. Also a little paint black. Huh?
What kind of white paint, sir?
Huh?
What kind of white paint?
White paint. You got it?
I meant we have all sorts of paint. What purpose do you have in mind? We have a paint for metal, another for wood, still another paint for ceilings and walls. Just what paint do you need, sir?
Safety zone of paint.
Safety zone paint?
Yeah. I'm like the paint, the safety zone, and I'm like a paint that's very, very white. So all the cars, they can see it. And little boys, little girls, they're going to be safer when they stand inside.
Oh, I understand now, sir. Oh, certainly. Did you want the pint size, the quart, or the gallon?
Pint, the quart, and the gallon. Let me see. Just enough for to hold 10 little kids or maybe 7 or bigger ones. Well, and now I'm going to put a lot of paint over here. Is it hard to make a straight liner when you're painting and not trying to get it run over? Now, no wonder the city is don't want to paint. They don't want to lose the people that are working for them.
Hello, mister. What you doing?
Oh, hello, little boy. I'm painting the safety zone. I'm painting it all nice and fresh so the people are going to see it.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you like it, huh? Hey, careful, you better stand on the sidewalk. A paint is still wet. I wish I had somebody here to stop the traffic. So he's going to run over the fresh paint.
I'll stop traffic for you.
No. You stay there. I'm going to sing it for you, little boy.
Okay.
All right. That's the way we paint the street. The paint of the street, the paint of the street. That's the way we paint the street. Early Tuesday morning.
Luigi, what are you doing?
Oh, hello, Horowitz. Well, I'm going to decide to paint the safety zone of myself. You think it's all right?
Absolutely, Luigi. The only way we get things done is to do them ourselves. Same thing in my house. My wife Esther says to me, Sam, it's about time to paint the house. I said, Esther, you're absolutely right. I go out and buy a can of paint and a brush, and Esther paints the house.
Oh, well, that's all right, but Horowitz, You mind to hold back the traffic on each side, please?
With pleasure.
Luigi, Horowitz, what are you doing?
Hello, Olsen.
Hello.
Luigi decided to take things in his own hands, and he's painting up the safety zone.
Hooray for the painter man!
Ah, thank you, little boy. Hey, Olsen, please, you help out, huh? Hold this paint can.
Sure.
You know, it's harder to crawl on a paint than to hold a can on my teeth at the same time.
Oh, I'd be glad, too.
I want to do something.
No, you just stay there, little boy.
We're all doing something. I want to do something. I know what. I'll keep running across the street to see if the cars can see me.
Hey, no. I'm doing this for you. Because I'm going to want you sure to get killed.
Hey, what's going on here? What's the commotion?
Oh, hello, officer. Hey, how you like, huh? Is it nice, you know?
Are you from the city?
Well, sure. I'm living in Chicago.
What?
That's right. Don't you remember me? I'm the old lady, and you was the little boy scout.
Look, do you realize what you're doing?
Well, sure I know what I'm doing. I'm a fixed safety zone to be safer for the little bambini.
Do you work for the city?
No, I'm a no worker for the city. I'm a Luigi Basco, 21 on North Hollister Street. I'm a guarantee.
Yes, well, this is a job for the city. Rules are rules.
Yeah, but Mr. Policeman, I'm doing the city's job, but I'm not the charge. I'm just want to be good to the city.
It's a city job, and if anybody else does it, it's defacing city property. Now, Hey, what are you doing?
I'm directing traffic.
Oh, impersonating an officer.
No. He's an impersonating officer. He's just directing traffic, but he's not give out the tickets.
Look, mister, this is all very irregular.
Don't stop him.
He's doing something that's very good.
Quiet. I don't want to have any trouble.
No, please, Mr. Officer. Don't blame all these people. If you're going to blame somebody, then all right, you blame me.
All right, you asked for it. I'm blaming you. Now, come on along. I'm running you in.
Come on. Mommy.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll make your daily work more pleasant and enjoyable. Keep a package of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy in your purse or pocket, and chew a stick from time to time. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is chock full of lively, refreshing spearmint flavor that cools your mouth and freshens your taste. Then, too, chewing on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint gives you a feeling of satisfaction. It helps relieve pent-up nervous tension so that you naturally feel better and work better. Try it tomorrow. Chew delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work. See how much enjoyment it gives you. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, I'm in the worst trouble of my life. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to court and appear before a judge. I'm never do that before. And Pasquale has just told me, even if I'm going to get to be citizen, I'm never going to vote because they ain't got no vote in the machines in the jail. Mamma mia, I'm thought I'm doing something good for the little kids. And then when...
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Oh, hello, Schultz. I'm got a terrible trouble.
Yeah, I know. Horowitz and Olsen were telling me. What happened?
Well, sure, I'm started a pen safety zone myself, and the cop is arresting me because I'm going to make a face on the city property. And then a Horowitz and Olsen is helping me trespass on the policeman.
Himmel, Luigi, are you for shimmers? But this is going to teach you. Next time you feel the urge to paint, do what any normal citizen does. Go into the subway and paint mustaches on the pretty girl pictures.
Hey, but Schultz, what am I going to do, huh? I'm in a terrible trouble. Ah,
don't worry, Luigi. We are going with you to the court. The whole neighborhood's going to be there.
Yeah, but Schultz, you think is it going to be better for me?
Ah, Luigi, what could happen to you? Can they give you 5 years in jail? Can they give you 10 years in jail? Can they give you 20 years in jail.
How short can they?
That's possible. Come on, Luigi, smile. Be like me, huh? Always happy, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
It's looking very bad for you in this court.
Bad? But why, Pasquale?
They got a no jury in the jury box.
No?
That means nobody's going to listen to your side of the case.
Nobody's going to listen to my... Yeah, but Pasquale, how is it possible?
Everything is possible. Look on the way the judge keeps looking at you.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. Hey, Pasquale, why does he keep looking at me?
He's trying to make up his mind if you could have last out a life for sentence.
Hear ye, hear ye, municipal court. Cook County, State of Illinois, now in session. Judge Jonathan Libby presiding. First case, City of Chicago versus Luigi Basco. Luigi Basco, take the stand.
Yes, sir, the judge.
I'm not the judge. Stand here before the judge.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Clerk, read the charges.
Luigi Basco, 21 North Halsted Street, charged with marking and defacing city streets, collecting a crowd, creating a disturbance, and endangering the lives of bystanders in mid-traffic.
Judge, excuse me. Please left out the buying a can of paint.
I'll have no laughter in this courtroom.
I'm a sorry, Judge, Your Honor.
Mr. Basco, how do you plead?
Huh?
How do you plead?
Judge, I'm a pleader with all of my heart.
Just answer, guilty or not guilty.
Guilty or not guilty. Not the guilty.
Good for you, Luigi. Speak up before justice goes blind.
Quiet! Quiet! Or I'll clear this courtroom. Mr. Basco, take the stand.
Yes, Your Honor. Judge Libby?
Yes.
Mr. Basco, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you, God?
What do you say?
Just answer, please. Do you swear?
No. Believe me, I'm a never swearer. My mama's just telling me what I'm doing.
Mr. Basco, just state that you intend to tell the truth.
Well, sure. I'm always to tell the truth.
Yeah, even when he tells a lie, it's the honest one.
Right. Clear out the courtroom, clerk.
All right, come on, everybody out. Come on.
I told you, ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to leave.
Can I stay, Judge?
What?
I'm not a lady or a gentleman. I'm just a boy. And I'd like to say something for my friend, Mr. Basco.
What do you mean?
Well, that safety zone he painted needed it. Nobody could see us kids in a safety zone when we were crossing it.
Did you say he was painting a safety zone?
Yes, the one in front of our school.
That's the right thing, Your Honor. Policeman, as I say, I was making a face on a city property, but I was only making a face on a safety zone. Oh, please, Judge, you believe me. I'm a good citizen. I'm always trying to obey the law. Sign is a safe, post no bills. And believe me, Judge, you want it, this I'm going to never do. I'm going to take all of my bills to the gas company.
Officer Adams, are you the complaining officer?
Your Honor, I'm the officer, but if you please, sir, I don't feel much like complaining.
Officer Adams, I would like to see you for a few minutes in my chambers. There will be a 5-minute recess.
Court of recess for 5 minutes.
Well, Luigi, things are starting to go from worse to worse. Take a look in the mirror. Already you got that prisoner paleness.
Pasquale, why did the judge even took the officer in his head with him?
Why do you think? To play a game of canazza? Luigi, you got a face of the plain black truth. You did your first crime in front of the public. That makes you public enemy number one.
Mamma mia. Pasquale, you got to help me. I'm a guilty of no crime. I'm a did nothing wrong.
All right. Calm down. Relax. Tell you something, Luigi. Judges, if they don't understand a plain man's language, they know only one thing. Fines. All right, let them talk. I'm going to make out a little check for 500. You're going to walk out of here with your freedom.
What am I what?
Your freedom.
Oh, Pasquale,
You're going to do this for me?
Sure. Then right after we leave here, I take you to City Hall. You marry Rosa.
Goodbye, freedom.
I think we still got enough time at the break of Rosa the good news. There she is. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, Rosa. I just decided I'd go to bail Luigi out of his terrible trouble, and then you and him is going to go next door to the City Hall for a certain license.
Oh, goody! Luigi, you bought a dog!
Oh, shut up, you face!
Court is back in session. Judge Jonathan Libby presiding.
Miss Basco.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm ahead of judges.
Officer Adams has explained the circumstances of this case to me, and I'm inclined to feel that you acted with the best of intentions and in a manner befitting an exemplary citizen. What is your reaction to the foregoing?
I do not, Judge. I don't understand what you said.
Well, what I said is that Officer Adams has withdrawn his complaint.
Hooray for the officer! I almost said he had an honest face.
Case dismissed.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Judge Libby. I'm always said that you make a wonderful tomato juice.
Oh, Luigi, you lucky pup. You?
Yeah, Pascal. I'm free, Pascal. I'm free.
Sure, little cabbage puss. I'm glad I didn't have to use my money, but I was ready. Now, what do you say you and Rosa go out to celebrate?
Well, I was...
No, Luigi, you ain't going to find no excuses today. But first, she's going to pretty up for you. Rosa's going to go home, put on some lipstick and a paint.
Paint. Oh, nothing to do with Pascal. You just to give me a good excuse.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I'm a chance to go with Rosa. I had enough of paint for today. Well, Mamma Mia, I'm had a very exciting time, but everything is turned out all right. I'm a finisher painting up a safety zone, and now it's so safe, I'm stood in it for 3 hours today, and after one car is trying to hit me. But the Mamma Mia was a little accident. You know, the officer was so nice. Well, he's the fella, he's helping me with a painting, and I guess what's happening. Yeah, that's right, sir. He was hit by one of the kids on a bicycle. Yeah, but Mamma Mia, it wasn't nothing about this. So like I'm a doctor in the beginning of my lecture to send you pictures of America, I'm sending you another one. Is America a safety zone painted by your loving son, Luigi Basco, l'immigrant?
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they'd like to remind you that delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal taste treat to bring home to your family. Folks of all ages enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint. It tastes good, it's refreshing, and the chewing itself is enjoyable. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a good value, too. You can treat a lot of people for very little money. So, when you're at the store, remember to include a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum in your purchases. It's a favorite taste treat in millions of homes, and we know your family will enjoy it, too. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman MacDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carroll Mash, who starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.